We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The next guy, the next guest is one of our all-time favorites, but I'm really disappointed because I thought when his playing career was done, and I understood it, he had to go to Florida for a little bit, you know, end the career. I thought he'd come back here. You know, he's like the mayor of Charlestown. I thought he would be one of us, and instead.
It's like Lou. You stay like Lou.
Like Lou stays. Hey,
stick around like Lou.
Right, and you stay.
You joke about it, Sean, but I think that obviously Sean Thornton's joining us now. But I really say like Boston's own, because I think if you polled most Bruins fans, they thought you were born and raised in Charlestown.
Yeah, the red beard doesn't hurt that either, yeah.
I've never seen a guy kind of come in here and people just not just welcome him as a great player, but almost like you are one of us.
Yeah, it was actually humbling how well I was treated when I was here. Yeah, it was. I mean, I threw myself in the community. I stayed here in the off season. That probably helped. And the fact that I got punched in the head for a living. Everybody in Boston enjoys those personalities throughout the ages. But yeah, no, this is still feels like home. I miss it. I do. But yeah, you're right. The opportunity in Florida was something I couldn't turn down.
So you're a big executive. So
big executive. Yeah. Every day? I got business cards. Yeah. I'm a big deal.
Give us the title. What's the title? Give us the full title.
Vice President of Business Operations.
Wow. Okay, and that is.
When do you
not? I'm in on everything from corporate partnerships to marketing to looking at P&Ls and I'm learning a ton. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Tell us that.
Right. That's what I said.
So when things get rough in the office, do you kind of rough it up a little
bit? Well, it's been tweeted about and stuff that we might have the toughest front office in the history of sports. With we just hired Chris Pronger for assistant to the GM. Our present CEO is Matt Caldwell. He's a storied war veteran, 36 years old. He served overseas. Our chief of staff is an ex-boxing guy from West Point. We had our coach Bob Bugner. He fought forever. Yeah, we're doing just fine.
You don't look at Prong every once in a while and give him a little wink and start going at it in the office.
We joke about it because we played together.
Yeah.
And then my first year in Boston, he was still in Anaheim, and I always chirp him that he was scared of me. But
because if there's a disagreement, I mean,
if it comes to I think
somehow.
I got him. I think I got him. Yeah, he's a big boy though. He's 6'6", 6'7". But no, it's been fun. It's been a really fun transition for the last 3 months to be in the front office, and I'm learning a ton. I got a lot more to learn, but it's been great.
Is the game really changing as much as I think it's changing?
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, we've gone from a league where there were fights, there were real physicality out there, to the point now where it's quickness. It's up and down the rink. It's skating.
I could sit here for hours if we had it and tell you my thoughts on how the game's going, and I think some of it's great.
You don't like it, right?
I think some of it's not great. there's a lot of emphasis on young skill. You know, you have to get guys on entry-level contracts that can produce, and with the cap situation, those guys are getting a ton of opportunities where I think, 10, 12 years ago, the fourth line would have been veteran guys that were relied upon and maybe coaches liked them because they didn't make mistakes. And now, it's a young guy's game. It's fast. It's really quick. Fighting gets blamed for a lot of the stuff that's happening, but I don't think that's the problem. I think the game's just so quick, the equipment's so amazing now that people are running into each other at very high speeds.
That's the discussion all the time. And my side is that, without that so-called enforcer, for you to sit there and say, hey, stop doing that, or else, people do just take more cheap shots at the talent.
I think so. I mean, there's people on both sides that argue it, and we can argue for weeks, but I'm with you. I know for a fact that people have told me that I've played against that, I didn't run around last night because you told me you would kill me. So intimidation is still a part of life. It's definitely still a part of the game of hockey. I've had this conversation with general managers. It's not out yet. You look at the Edmonton Oilers and they probably have, one of the most talented young teams in the league, but they're also the toughest team in the league. And I think that's part of the reason that they have some success.
Real quick, when you used to fight, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because it's probably two reasons, right? Momentum swing type of thing to wake up my team, or enforce. What would most of the time you get in a fight? Which one was it?
So when I came into the league, I was taught there's three reasons for you to fight. First and foremost is stick up for your teammate.
Yep.
Secondly would be to stick up for yourself if need be. Third would be change momentum. So usually it was to put out a fire. Hopefully, if the games were getting tense, if I went out and fought somebody, everything just kind of, settled down a little bit. There's sometimes I had to stick up for myself.
It's a pretty cool feeling. I'm gonna go settle this game down myself.
You would have liked to do
that
in baseball.
That guy's head in.
Baseball.
Yeah, my hand doesn't think it's such a cool idea anymore. It's pretty banged up. But yeah, those were the three reasons. And when you had to change momentum, it did happen back in the day. It doesn't happen as much anymore. But I did that a lot when I was here. Yeah.
You know, a couple questions. First one, the fighting aspect of it. You obviously train to stay in shape, but is there a part of your regimen where you get in a ring, like physical boxing ring, and practice your craft? Or
I
is
did,
it just,
yeah.
Hey, I'm just a badass, and I'm just going
to... It doesn't really translate. Like, hockey fighting is its own art, to be completely honest. You know, I've boxed since I was a kid, and I've done jiu-jitsu for the last 6-7 years in the off-season. It's his own art, but I used to box to stay in shape, basically, so I wouldn't be gassed if you fight for a minute on the ice. It's you're not as tired after... You've been sparring for three minute rounds, all summer. You feel like you have a little more gas in the tank, but it was good to learn how to throw a proper punch at a young age, probably. But it doesn't really translate.
The other part is you mentioned just the collisions and the lack of fighting, and now you're in the front office, and I know the NFL, they're dealing with a lot of concussion issues. Really, in a lot of sports, they're trying to get contact out of these contact sports, and hockey is one of them. I think more just as violent as football, based on the ability to generate so much speed and power. Now that you're in the front office, are you seeing more of that? The reason why they're trying to get the fighting out?
No, I mean, I've completely been on the business side, not on the hockey ops side at all. I've probably ran into Dale Tallon, our GM, twice since the season ended, once being at the draft. No, but to your point, I really think that the equipment is so good now that people aren't afraid to launch themselves into each other at 35 miles per hour, where if you had the shoulder pads that I wore or some of the old school guys and you're worried about your shoulder being separated every time you went through somebody, then I don't think we'd have as many injuries as we do.
You know, we've seen you go at it before on the ice, and I watched this current Bruins team, and I've seen Adam McQuaid in person, and he is tall, but he's not exactly jacked. I don't know if it's just wiry strong. This dude throws haymakers.
Yeah, he's wiry. I fought him. He's a good friend of mine. He's, he brought me my mail, the famous story. He brought me my mail in Florida, and then we fought the next night. He's such a good guy, though. Such a humble human being. And, yeah, he's tough as nails. He is pretty jacked. I'm obviously a little bit thicker because I'm shorter than everybody, so I had to be a little bit stronger probably to wrestle these guys. But he's lanky.
Is he the one guy on that team, you think?
Him and Chara,
Chara.
Yeah.
Well, how do you not hold a grudge?
It's just business. I went over and hugged it out with them afterwards. I felt I did feel bad. It was like a time in the situation that it had to be done. It was more momentum swing than anything. Mm-hmm.
We kind of have to do this.
I asked him, and he's like, no, and then he ran somebody over, and then I didn't give him a choice. No. So
he'll never deliver.
He gets it. He was a rookie when I was in my prime-ish here, and he was one of those guys that I tried to take under my wing. He's obviously a grown man now, so it's not like I'm taking him under my wing, but he understood it because he saw us do it over the years. Mm-hmm. He gets it.
Don't expect him to deliver your mail again.
We're still good.
Listen, exactly what the Jimmy Fund is all about because you have been a community guy here in Boston. That's one thing we love about Sean Thornton. And, of course, you've got your own foundation.
Yeah.
And you brought us a check. Now, that's a big, gigantic check.
That's a big check.
Can you cash those?
I gave the real one, actually.
I gave
it to Lisa. She's like, this is very anticlimactic. And I was like, no, I got the presentation check, but this is the one you can actually cash.
So you read the amount there. The Sean Thornton Foundation is giving the Jimmy Fund
$25,000. I wish it was more. I mean, you always wish it was more, right? We just had our golf tournament yesterday. Unfortunately, I'm not up here as much anymore, so we're trying to give as much as we can, but we got to when I'm in Florida, it's not as easy to create events in Boston and stuff. So
you should be proud of that.
I'm happy. I love the Jimmy Fund. I've been over there a bunch. Unfortunately, I'm only in town for a couple days, so I didn't get a chance to go over while I was here, but nobody does what they do. They're remarkable. They're very they're on top of things. Let's put it that way.
They are on top of things. There's no question. It's great seeing you. I must tell you, over the years and having conversations with you, I always thought you'd end up on this side of the mic, doing TV, doing radio, something like that.
So I have to say, thank you, Nesson. They actually offered me a position a couple of years ago, and I had to make the decision when the Panthers presented this opportunity on which way I was going to go. And it was not – there was a lot of nights not sleeping, sitting up, thinking about whether I was going to come back here and do TV radio or if I was going to stay in Florida and be an executive. And I felt like the opportunity to be an executive at this point in my life was the right one. But
do you ever think you would be an executive when you're playing?
God, no. I still don't think I am.
Yeah. I asked it because that's the furthest thing I thought.
Yeah, our ownership had a lot of confidence in me. You know, spending time with them, they said, you know, I think you're smarter than you let on, and we'd love to keep you in the organization. I appreciate the confidence they've had in me. Well,
it's great seeing you.
Good seeing you guys.
We hope we see you more often here in Boston.
Thanks,
you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Sean Thornton. Thank the Sean Thornton Foundation. $25,000. $25,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.